This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We are broadcasting live from Larson's Barn near McGregor, Minnesota, not terribly far from a place called Savannah Portage State Park. And we're joined now on stage by a man many Northern Community Radio listeners might know as a poet and writer and on-air personality. It's Robert Jevney. Say hello.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi, Robert. Robert is also works at Savannah Portage State Park right here in this area. And so, Robert, tell me, what is Savannah Portage State Park? Well, describe that for me.
It is the third largest state park by acreage at 15,000 acres. A lot of people don't know that. Two-thirds of it is the Floodwood Bog, so it's a little inaccessible, but nevertheless. There's 64 campsites, some backpack sites, canoeing sites. There's over 20 miles of hiking and snowshoeing. It's a hub for snowmobiling. It's a great recreational area. There's four lakes inside the park that are good for pan fishing and some northern.
Awesome. And so tell me, what, there's a history to the park, though.
There is a great history to that, to the park, and well, not just to the park, but to how this land was settled or even discovered, because for eons, Native peoples used the Savannah before white settlers used it. You know, they discovered it because it's the confluence of the Lake Superior watershed from St. Louis River to the East Savannah River. And then there's a portage, 6 miles of muddy heck that they had to slog through to get to the West Savannah River, the Prairie River, Big Sandy, and the Mississippi. So it tied together these two huge watersheds, and at a time where people were traveling by canoes, well, that made a big difference around here.
And why did you come here to work? You had an interesting story there.
Well, it was kind of, I think I described it maybe as a circle of affordability.
Yes.
Yes, that kept getting wider and wider. We were in the cities, and that circle kept getting wider. How can we, you know, where can we afford to land? And, well, it happened to be in Aiken County at the outer reaches of that circle, yeah.
Well, you go far enough, you can afford to live there. And
yeah.
Here in Aiken County, you don't have sky-rise rents here, so.
And it was a good place to land. You know, obviously, I enjoy my work, and I enjoy the peace and quiet.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of solitude out here, and with solitude comes a lot of room, really, to grow.
Yeah, and you were...
I think that's a big deal.
You're also a poet, and this was interesting. What inspires you to write?
Along a similar vein, that time to and solitude to grow. I mean, that inspires poetry as well as, you know, maybe a little bit of boredom. You know, kind of
some long nights in the bog.
You have time to process.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Well, you've written a poem for us tonight.
I have. This is the shortened version.
Okay.
When the days run together like one big weekend and everyone runs around yanking on the chain of life, when the hum and the thrum of every convenience ceases except one, when silence would be golden except for your neighbor, who, I say who, doesn't love a park ranger.
Robert Jevney. A ranger himself out at Savannah Port.